Hey, Alex, remember a couple of weeks ago when we talked about the X-ray shoe fitter?
Yeah. Seems like just yesterday.
You mentioned that there were states that outlawed it, but then some states didn't.
Yeah.
I kind of want to talk to you about something similar to that today. It's something that you've probably done before. I know I did many times. But now, today, there are about, I think, let me see here. It's about 20 states that haven't outlawed it. 30 states have, but 20 states have not outlawed it. And it was something that was kind of a fun thing to do. Nobody thought twice about it. But you would maybe have a buddy whose dad had a pickup truck, and you'd be going to the Little League game, or you'd be going to get some ice cream. Hey, can we ride in the back?
Oh.
Pile in the back of the pickup truck. Did you ever do that?
You know, I never did that. I grew up in Michigan, and there weren't as many pickup trucks in my life growing up, but I can imagine that you did it. Texas.
Michigan's probably one of those states that's outlawed it, and Texas is one of those states that has not. For minors. Now, nationally, there's no laws against riding in the back of trucks, but that is national. There are certain laws in different states, but man, when I grew up, I remember in a little town outside of Houston, northeast side, and we would go to the Little League Park, which you had to get on a highway to get out there. You went on 1960 for a little while to get out to this park, you know, where we played games. And the entire team would ride out there in the back of one of the coaches' pickup trucks. So there's like, you know, 12 little boys in the back of this thing hanging on. And I also remember in high school, my same buddy, Matt, that had the waterbed, he had a little Chevy Love pickup truck. Do you remember the Chevy Love?
No.
It was like a little, one of those little mini trucks, you know, one of those little small trucks. And it was yellow, which was
like an El Camino kind of?
No, it was actually a truck. It wasn't like a car, but the Chevy Love, you know, look it up sometime. You'll see. We would ride all over the place in the back of his Chevy Love. His dad owned a construction company and had a big Ford, you know, F-150 kind of thing. We would ride to job sites, and sometimes his dad wouldn't even let us in the back in the cab after we had been working, you know, on a construction all day and all sweaty. You guys ride in the back with all the lumber and leftovers and stuff like that. Yeah, nails. Sure. And, you know, knock on wood, thank goodness I never had any incident, but this is a major, major, very dangerous thing to do, to ride in the back of a pickup truck, especially on a highway with other cars. Yeah. So you're saying you never did that?
No. Was it fun?
It was such a blast. It was such a blast. You're back there. There's no adults, right? All the adults are up front. So you're riding around in the back of a pickup truck. You're usually sitting on either the wheel well, or a lot of times we would just sit on the edge and just like, I mean, there was nothing holding you in. No seatbelt.
The edge, like, yeah.
The edge of the bed.
No. I think the closest to this I've ever done is I've been on a hayride. Does that disqualify me from anything? everything?
Well, I'm not gonna make fun of your Michigan ways, but in Texas, if you grew up here, you pretty much always did it. I also went to camp in Missouri, another very back of the pickup truck friendly state, where if you were on the work crew, which, you know, you had to do that as part of your experience at camp, you had to go around and pick up all the trash cans from all the cabins and, you know, common areas, and we all rode in the back of pickups, and you'd start off with like two or three of us back there and nothing, and then you'd load a trash barrel in and go to the next spot, and pretty soon you're like squeezed in between the trash barrels in the back of the pickup, riding around in the Ozarks.
Good did times. It feel dangerous when you were doing it, or
no.
Was there like horsing around and all that back then too?
The second thing, it didn't feel dangerous, and you know, to my knowledge, at least in my experience, there was never anything other than occasionally you'd have somebody driving that would intentionally, you know, hit a big bump to send you flying. But
no one ever
fell out or anything like that.
Other than that, it's pretty wholesome.
I think wholesome is a good word. You know, there's a great song by Luke Bryan called "We Rode in Trucks." If you really want to get into the spirit of this, but That was back in the day too, before really seatbelts were mandatory, before airbags were a thing. But also pickup trucks back then were just metal, right? They weren't, there was no bed liners.
So you're saying as dangerous as it was in the back, it was just as dangerous for the guy driving, right?
Not quite, but close. But no, I'm talking about the truck beds. You know, when's the last time you've been in a pickup truck?
Well, you mean just ridden in one?
Yeah,
it's been a minute.
I got to tell you that truck technology has changed a lot, especially truck bed technology. Today, you know, back then we just had the metal. Of course, we have bed liners. You've seen those black sprayed in bed liners that are kind of like plasticky, that so it doesn't scratch and everything doesn't slide. That would make riding back there a little easier because they've got more friction than just steel. Right?
Durotech.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, there are rails now. There's all kinds of little hooks and places you can bungee stuff down and lots of stuff to hold on to that didn't exist back then. Have you ever seen one of these tailgates where you can put a gate, where you can put the tailgate down and then there's like a cage that flips out and it makes your bed longer?
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
A bed extender. So you can fit more kids back there. You've got the swinging tailgates that'll lean down and swing to the side. But also now you've got trucks like the Honda, I forget the name of that truck, but it's a Honda makes a pickup truck. I have a friend who's got one and he was showing me that truck has a trunk under the bed. Like you have a key and you open it and there's a thing the size of a car trunk under that bed that you can put stuff in and lock in. And there's an optional cooler that is down there that is watertight and has a little drain plug. So you put ice in it, you put your drinks in it, you close it up, you go to your tailgate party, you open it up, and you got a cooler in the bed of the bed.
Wow.
Yeah. That's power nice. Outlets, hammocks. And all of that said, I'm not even including the Cybertruck. Does that even count as riding in the back of a truck?
I don't think so. Well, there is no back. Is there? Do they have pickup versions of the Cybertruck?
No, it is. It is. It has. The Cybertruck has a thing that goes over the bed. It's like a sliding cover that goes over the bed on these tracks. And so when you're driving it, it kind of looks like a flatbed. It's just, you know, there's a back area that's flat. But then when it slides up, it has a bed.
Have you seen these yet?
I've seen two in the wild. Yep, two here in Austin.
Does it look like something you'd want to? No, I don't have a lot.
It definitely is eye-catching. I mean, I've seen lots of pictures of them, lots of videos. I've watched some reviews and stuff of them. But when you see one on the road, it is like, what the what? I mean, it takes a second. As a matter of fact, Jody's mom was with us. We were driving and we saw one and she was like, I don't think she had ever heard of it or seen any pictures or knew that it existed. So to just see it out of the blue, she was like, I think she thought it was a military vehicle or something.
Yeah. But you say it's banned now. You cannot ride in the back anymore.
No. What I'm saying is, there are 30 states where they have regulations about it. So for instance, you can't have minors like under the age of 18, can't ride back there. Or if they are, they have to be with a parent or it can't be at night. And then there are 20 states where, or it has to be on like a farm or a ranch, right? You can do it on these ranch roads, but not on a highway. But there are 20 states. And I'm going to guess these are the same states that didn't outlaw the x-ray shoe machine. They're the same ones that didn't outlaw they don't have any regulation for riding in the back of the truck. So if you're in one of these states like Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, go ahead. Just, you know, load up the whole team and head down the highway to the game.
Well, I mean, I know this is a way to get a lot of workers to job sites, right? So you don't have to bring a bunch of cars where there is no parking. You can just throw a bunch of guys back there and take them to the job sites.
Yeah, I guess ultimately they're generally adults and generally, you know, if they're headed to a job site, they're probably not giving each other noogies or wedgies or trying to, you know, bounce people out like we did when I was a kid. You know, I just think about all the stupid things we did.
It does seem odd, though, that in a state that can have a seatbelt law, that you could still allow people to ride in the back unencumbered, because there's obviously no seatbelts back there.
Yeah, but I think the seatbelt laws generally are only applied to the front seat.
Well, they do, but the whole idea behind the seatbelt law is so you can contain all the people in case there's an accident, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, maybe because riding in the back of a truck is more of an edge case than wearing or not wearing a seatbelt, maybe.
Now, you say that this is dangerous, and we can imagine why it's dangerous, but were there a lot of accidents involving people?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I looked up like kind of statistics about it, and it's like thousands of people killed every month in the back of trucks. You know, whether they fall out, whether they hit, I couldn't tell you exactly, but they're up there with motorcycles in terms of, you know, the amount of danger. If you're someone who believes a motorcycle is dangerous and you would never ride one, but you'd ride in the back of a truck, especially on a highway, then you're kind of missing the boat.
Now, occasionally I'll see dogs in the back of these trucks. Is that prohibited? Is that a good idea?
I think it depends on the state. You know, I would say there's probably some where it is prohibited. I don't think it's a good idea. I think, you know, I have seen them in crates in the back of a truck, and that sort of makes sense. But no, if you slam on the brakes, you've seen, like, have you ever slammed on the brakes of your car and had something in the car come flying forward? Yeah. You know, that's exactly what happens in the back of that truck. Whatever it is, it's going to fly forward into the cab and or out of the truck. And especially if it's a dog, you know, dogs are already kind of off balance in those situations. So
right now, I have heard that the worst thing though is to put a dog on a leash in the back, that they have no chance then.
Yeah, because they'll basically get decapitated.
Yeah, yeah.
So. And on that note, everybody, thanks for.
So you're saying don't put any living creatures in the back of a pickup truck if you're going on the highway.
Here's my personal philosophy on that. I don't mean that this is right or wrong. You do you. But I think if you were out in the country and on some sort of a ranch situation or something like that, somewhere where you might be on a hayride or riding in a four-wheeler, or you're in a parade and you're going slow and there's, you know, it's controlled and there's not traffic, I feel like those situations, it's probably fine. You know, I would hope that, as a matter of fact, my kids went to the same camp I did in Missouri, and they rode in the back of a truck, and I didn't have a problem with it, like doing the same things I was describing earlier. But they were safe. I knew that, you know, I knew the drivers in those situations were being safe. And again, there were no other, the biggest thing I think is the things you can't control. If you're on a country road where there's nobody else, or on a ranch on a private property and nobody else is there to swerve out in front of you or hit you from the side or cause you to have to get out of the way, then you have a lot more control versus driving on a road, a public road or a highway where there's lots of other cars and things going on that you can't control.
And you're doing horseplay with 12 other kids in the
yes. Bathroom. Yeah. I'm surprised we survived. There's a great song. I don't know if you know this song by Weezer called Get Dangerous. Everybody Get Dangerous. You know that one?
No.
It's basically written about all the stupid things that people did as kids and like kind of how he's surprised we all survived.
Well, as we've mentioned before, dead ends are about things that don't happen anymore, but maybe these things do happen in Dirt Nap City. So you can picture a world where maybe Evel Knievel's driving and you've got Eleanor Roosevelt, Einstein, and
Colonel Sanders
in the back.
Sparking one up.
Doing horseplay.
All right, everybody. Thanks. This was another Dead End from Dirt Nap City. If you have ever ridden at the back of a pickup truck, share your story. I'll email it to us at not@dirtnapcity. And we hope you'll tune in next week where we'll have another resident long form content about a resident of Dirt Nap City. And also tell us what you think about these dead ends that we're doing. We'd love to hear from you. And if you have any ideas, email us not@dirtnapcity. I know I sound desperate. It's because I am.